I'm Shanti. Good morning. So today we have with us Brother Enrique and Brother Bill from Spain. So both of them have been with Papa for over 30 years and they're also in the national coordinating team of Spain and have been facilitating many programs all over Spain and in many, many countries. And professionally they are, both of them are executive coaches conducting lots of management training programs in lots of corporates. So today we are very lucky to have them here and they would conduct the workshop on power to accept. Okay. Option.
Om Shanti, and we will be talking about the power of acceptance. It will be a reflective workshop. We will divide the workshop in three parts: self-acceptance, acceptance of others, and acceptance of the drama. And we will be sharing a little some thoughts. And then either Bill or myself, we will do a short reflective exercise so that you can reflect on yourself and see where are you at according to the power of acceptance. And then you will have a little time to write for journaling and reflecting on yourself. And then second part and then third part. So we will divide it in three parts with three exercises and three moments of personal reflection so that you can finish the workshop and have like a checking point, an assessment of yourself regarding the power of acceptance. So we have been reflecting and talking a lot. It's very interesting when you have a topic, then you churn more. So it's very good that you receive the opportunity to share some ideas because it helps you to reflect more and to churn and to have your mind busy, which is very important, with good thoughts and good ideas. And reflecting on the power of acceptance, we have realized that it's so important, no, in our spiritual life. It's like integrating. We were thinking that acceptance is like integrating in your life different aspects. And sometimes situations, people, behaviors, personal things that are not comfortable, but you integrate them because you understand them. And Baba gives us the knowledge with which we can understand many things. But he says, knowledge is in the head, you understand. But then you need to accept in the heart. So it's the second part. And then you need to behave according to that. So understanding is very important, is the first step, but it's only in the head. And this is why sometimes we don't put into practice many things, because we know. And we already know, and we say, well, no, Baba is repeating something, some ideas. Yes, he's repeating them, but we only have these ideas in our mind, in our head. And accepting is bringing these ideas into your heart. It's becoming the embodiment of that, is creating an experience of that, and then behave and act according to that. I remember I asked Brother Anthony Strano, what is for you churning? What means for you churning? How do you churn? And he said, for me, churning is to bring a point of knowledge, Baba's point of knowledge, and to bring it into feelings. It's like to accepting it and to bring it into your heart. And then becomes an experience. And when it becomes an experience, it's part of yourself. It becomes part of yourself and then becomes your nature. And this is why we, in the golden age, we will not need the power to accept. We will have become that. We will not need to understand and to accept and to practice. This is the work that we are doing here. And what is the sign that we are not accepting something? And the sign is that we are resisting. There is a resistance inside ourselves. And the way that you can check yourself to see if there is a resistance is if you see yourself complaining about something, or if you see yourself with an attitude of frustration about something or someone, or you have some kind of irritation or even anger, or can be also depression. You feel depressed. So these are signs that there is something that you are not accepting in Baba's knowledge, in yourself, or in others. So the first step that we will be reflecting and working on is about self-acceptance. And this is very interesting because in psychology and in self-development, they usually say you have to accept your weaknesses. You have to accept your shadow, no, your dark side, which is real also, it's true. But Baba's perspective is a little bit different. And it's very interesting because sometimes it's even more difficult, in fact. Because Baba said he doesn't see our weaknesses. Baba is seeing only our greatness. He sees us in a very elevated stage, in our perfect stage. He doesn't go down his vision. No? So he said, accept who you are. And sometimes it's not so easy to accept the vision that Baba has on all of us. And this is the power of acceptance. Really accept in your heart. And this means humility also. Because you need to put aside your ego of your own thoughts, your man-mat, no? Your own perception or interpretation of things, and accept that Baba is saying that I am a great soul. Okay, let's bring these thoughts into my heart and accept it with humility. And this is a seat of self-respect that Baba was talking the other day. No? You need to be seated on your seat of self-respect. And you need to experience the titles that Baba is giving you. And for experiencing them, we need to accept them first. We know them. We are listening to them so many years, so many times. So we know this is in the head. But acceptance goes in the heart. And the practice would be go deep inside yourself and bring this title of Baba, the vision that Baba has on you, keep it in your mind and bring it into your heart and make it into an experience. Feel this thought. It's not only think about this thought, but feel it, experience it. And we need to do this repeatedly. It's not one way, one time. We need to do it many times. This is why many times Baba said, keep in your awareness this thought, or be aware of your titles of self-respect. And this acceptance helps us to connect with our true spiritual identity. The problem is when we are still connected with some kind of limited identities. We still believe that we are our personality. Or in one way or another, we still are connected with some part of our body and we feel that our image. And then this will bring sorrow always. And not acceptance, because this is not perfect. Our personality is not perfect. Our body is not perfect, of course. And the way we are now is not perfect. So it's difficult to accept something that is not right. But connecting with what Baba is saying, then this brings us to another level of consciousness. And from this level, it's much more easy to accept your shortcomings, your shadow part, because you understand that this is not you, in fact. You have acquired this through your journey in not this life, but so many lives. But from the highest position, then you can accept the low things. I work as a coach, and many times I have personal, you know, conversations with so many people. And many people who I work with, they are in a very good positions. They have good salaries. They are proud of themselves in a professional way. But many of them, they have a very low self-esteem or self-respect. So sometimes I do an exercise with them, and I help them to connect with their greatness, their power. I call sometimes personal power. It's a little bit abstract, but each one learns the way to do it in their own way. And from this position of personal power, then I ask them to see their shortcomings or weaknesses and try to understand them. But first, to put themselves in a position of power, of energy, of self-respect. So this is very important for us also. Baba is always putting us in a very high position, high consciousness. And from there, then accept the other shortcomings. And then things that we have to put a lot of attention is not to compare ourselves with others, because then we don't accept, it means that we are not accepting ourselves. And not too much expectations about ourselves, but accepting what Baba is saying is different than having expectations. And also, not to be too much demanding on ourselves. Because demanding also is connected a little bit with the ego. No? And sometimes there are expressions that seems right, but in fact they are not so right. No? And sometimes we say, I'm not doing the efforts that I should be doing. Well, it seems nice, this sentence, but there is then some kind of resistance there. Okay, go inside yourself and accept where you are. And then think about what you need to do and start to do it. But don't create this thought, because this thought is like passive thought and you stay in the same place, you don't move forward. And this is very important in acceptance also. Because for us, for Bill and myself, we were thinking that acceptance is active, a quality, active quality. Means when we accept something, we accept what Baba was saying, we accept how we are, then this creates like peace, calmness, and space. So that then we can develop respect, even love, and we can respond to whatever is happening, even accepting other people. But if we resist ourselves, then we will react. And this will be not the right thing, you see. And also, the passive understanding of acceptance is when you say, okay, I accept myself. I am an angry person. This is my sanskar. This is how I am. So what can I do? So this is a passive acceptance that in fact is not real acceptance. Acceptance gives you the energy to change something, the willingness to change something. This is a real acceptance. The willingness to understand, to accept, but then to do something with determination and to change. But the other thing, I don't know the name, what could be, but it's a different thing. It's like a resignation or giving up and saying, oh, it's like an excuse, no? I'm like this, I will change, it will happen. But this is not the reality. True acceptance is active, gives us the power and the peace and the space to take a decision, to see what is happening, and with determination to move forward. So acceptance is just a step in the transformation. And it's a very important step, because if it only remains in the head, there is no transformation. So acceptance goes into the heart, but then has to go into actions and behavior, and then something happens. So now Bill will do a reflective exercise about self-acceptance so that you can reflect on yourself and then write a little bit, and then we will come to the next step, which is acceptance of others.
Can we have some meditation music? So let us go within and connect with the consciousness of the eternal soul that I am. Let's feel ourselves present, enjoying being here and now. In this great environment of Madhuban, in this wonderful place. Let us connect with the elevated awareness of who am I originally and eternally. Now I invite you to bring to your mind and intellect a few titles that Bab Dada has given us. Whichever titles you like more. I am a golden-aged soul, for instance. Or I am Master, Almighty Authority. Bring to your awareness these beautiful titles that Bab Dada has given us. Take one of these titles whichever you prefer and stay with it for a moment. And see if you can deeply accept that I, the soul, I am this. See if you can become the embodiment of this title right now. Can I deeply accept it that I am this elevated soul? This is a reflective meditation, so also be aware if there is any kind of resistance, even at a subtle level, any kind of resistance to accept deeply from the heart. Resistance or difficulty in accepting that I am this great and elevated being. that Baba is reminding me I am. Do this as a detached observer. There is no judgment in this, just to become aware if there is any difficulty in accepting my original greatness. Stay in that inner reflection for a few moments. And as it was mentioned before, first I see if I do accept my greatness, and also as a detached observer, is there any aspect of my present stage, any shortcoming or any weakness that is hard for me to accept, that I don't want to see? See what thoughts and feelings, what is emerging through this reflection. And slowly, slowly, we can come back from this exercise. And one suggestion is that take now, let's have 3 minutes in silence. If you want to note down anything, or just to stay with the reflection, if you like, you can note down any thought, any experience, any realization, anything that is interesting that has come up with this exercise. Let's have 3 minutes in silence. So let's move on to the next area that we want to reflect on, is the acceptance of others, which is also very, very important. Acceptance of others. It's very clear that this is essential in our relationships, to have healthy, harmonious relationships. Baba says that one of our aims is to have this harmony of sanskars, to dance the dance of harmonizing sanskars. And also Baba has emphasized the importance of unity. One of the topics that has been brought up this season is togetherness, no? The power of togetherness. And to create this power in the gathering, this unity amongst the members of the family, we need to work on this acceptance. Because when we don't accept, just to revise what has been said before, when we don't accept different aspects of others, there is resistance, there is tension, and there is the seed of many things, conflict, even resentment, disharmony. I would like to share a few moments churning, because when we were preparing this, we were thinking a little bit on a virtue and power that is very similar, tolerance. So what is the difference? And also I invite you to also, you can be also active with your intellect thinking. What is the difference between tolerance and acceptance? Because we can see that they are very close. They are very connected. Tolerance and acceptance. One way of seeing it, this is what I was churning, and of course, this is one perspective. Tolerance seems that it is a power that allows us to stay stable and positive and peaceful in relation to something that is confronting us. For example, what are the things that you tolerate? You need to tolerate something that could influence you in a certain way, not positive, for instance. You have to tolerate, for instance, criticism, right? If there is a criticism about you, you need to tolerate. You need the power of tolerance. Or defamation, for instance. Something that potentially can cause you sorrow or pain. For instance, you also, at another level, for instance, you need to tolerate the pain of the body. You have an illness, physical illness. You need the power of tolerance to stay calm, to stay in a good mood, when the body is not really in a good condition, and we all have this experience. So we need the power of tolerance. And we could say that at the same time we need to accept that. We need to accept the illness, we need to accept defamation, we need to accept criticism, and many other things. But I was churning that maybe acceptance is a kind of a broader attitude and power, because you also need to accept things that are not confronting you directly but are there. For instance, in our spiritual relations, let's say we are in a center, or we are connected with other members of the BK family, and we are doing service together, for instance, and sometimes you see that you have some thoughts, no? These souls don't cooperate as much as they could. These souls are not behaving in the way that it would be appropriate, these are your thoughts, eh? In this situation, no? So, see, there is reaction, there is complaint. There is resistance to the personalities and the way of behaving, behaviors of these souls around you. So, they are not confronting you directly with anything, but it is just this the behavior and the way they act doesn't match your expectations, your way of seeing things. So this is the seed of many problems. This is the seed of many problems because you have an idea of how things should be in service, in working together. And this creates a reaction. And this creates tension. Remember these situations. I'm sure you have your own personal experiences. Why this brother or this sister is doing like this? Why they don't pay more attention? Why they this or that? Whatever. So, here, in this day-to-day interaction with of course, this can be applied also to non-BK relations. But we are in a BK workshop, and we have lots of interaction with the spiritual family. So, taking something that Enrique said before, no, about this active acceptance, no? Acceptance is something active. So, just a reflection on this, that acceptance is essential, because acceptance means this is where they are, this is the role they are playing now, this is their personality right now, and if I don't accept, I am going to have a really hard time, especially if I have to be involved with these souls for quite a good amount of time, no? It will be difficult for me. And I will experience tension and discomfort, and there won't be harmony. That can create many, many obstacles, many, many problems. So it is essential to accept. But here let's clarify something very important, that acceptance doesn't mean to agree on that. Because we don't need to agree with that behavior. We don't need to agree with that way of acting of the souls around us. It simply means that I accept that this is what it is now. This is what they are now. This is what their role is now. And from there, because we were saying before, it is an active acceptance. From there, then I need to ask myself, okay, I accept that these are the souls that are with me now. These are Baba's children. And also, again, connecting with the first reflection, I accept that these are elevated souls, that they are Baba's children. This is also very deep work I need to do. Do I accept they are elevated, great souls? Or am I stuck seeing the sanskars and behaviors that they are having right now? So first of all, I need to revise if I accept their greatness. But also, I accept whatever they are doing and their personalities right now. But as I was saying, this doesn't mean to agree on it, but then to reflect and think, okay, and then what do I need to do? And first I accept. And accept means that I open the door, I build a bridge. Acceptance is a bridge. Okay. This is the situation. Later we will talk about the drama. No? These are the souls that I am working with, the companions that drama and Baba has put me. So I accept. I accept that this is where I am. These are my service companions. But What do I need to do? Should I do something? Can I improve this relation doing something? Do I need to change something in myself? So I accept, and then I see what is needed. But acceptance allows me to flow with the situations and not to resist, not to react. It's okay. This is what it is right now. And let's see how can we move on. And sometimes, for instance, as I was saying, it doesn't mean that you agree. Sometimes there is certain behavior of a certain soul that then I have to see, okay, what do I need to do? Maybe I need to sit with that soul. Maybe I need to have a conversation with the right attitude. Maybe we need to express our feelings, our whatever. As I was saying, it is not a passive acceptance. It is a positive acceptance and active, so that there is improvement, so that there is progress. This is what I understand as accurate acceptance of others. That at the same time, as I was saying, is totally essential. It's essential to accept. This is why this sequence is this, no? First, to accept myself. Accept my greatness, accept my shortcomings, accept whatever I am and as I am, and at the same time, I have the aim of improving, the aim of transforming whatever I need to transform. And if I do that with myself, then I need to work with others in the same way. So first to churn and accept their greatness, and also accept whatever they need to transform right now, and see how can I cooperate and how can I help. Because Baba has said many times that don't just see the weakness. Of course, Baba says see but do not see, in a sense that you keep their greatness in your vision, but at the same time don't just be aware of whatever shortcomings or weaknesses others may have, but see how can you cooperate, how can you help in whichever way to help that soul to progress. So I think that's important. Maybe now we can have some reflection thoughts about acceptance of others. In the same way, now we are going to meditate a little bit and have some time to... It is important to connect it with our experience right now in our Brahmin life. Is there anything in this area of acceptance of others that it is worth to reflect on it and to bring it here so that I can improve that? Enrique will guide a meditation.
So before this exercise, just two short stories. One about Dadi Prakash Mani. I don't remember if it was a class or some questions, but someone said, what is the sign of the perfect stage, or what could be a sign of the perfect stage? And she said that when you are able to accommodate more and more souls, this is a sign that you are becoming perfect. And when you are perfect, you accommodate all souls. And accommodate is also acceptance. When you accept every soul as it is, where he are, whatever efforts they are doing, whatever stage they have. And this is the stage of Baba. Baba the other day was saying, even the last child, Baba has love for the last child. No? So his heart is very big and has space for everyone. So the sign of progressing and the sign of becoming perfect is that we are able to accommodate and to accept and to integrate, this is also a nice word, to integrate more souls and more souls. So we can check ourselves also, if this is happening or not, or I only like the people who are similar to me, and I don't like the people who are different to me. No? And the other story is about Daddy Yankee. There was a sister that she was creating many, many problems, very conflict, and everyone was seeing that. And every time that she was coming in front of Daddy, Daddy was giving her a lot of blessings. And the person who was translating, after that, she always was saying, "Daddy, but you don't know that this soul is doing so many problems, so many things." And she was listening, but not listening. And every time that she went in front of Daddy, she was giving her blessings, no? And she keeps this higher vision of this soul. And the other souls were saying, "But Daddy, you don't realize that this soul is creating a lot of conflict." So time was passing by, and then after 20 years, this is a real story, this soul changed. And then Daddy said, "Look, you see, you have to have a little bit of patience and accept everyone, and they will change." So it's true. Sometimes we need patience with acceptance, and this acceptance allows us to give love instead of reacting. No? And so we are able to accept, so the soul is there. We are able to respect the soul because we have this space inside ourselves with acceptance, and then we can give love, like Baba. But if we don't expect, if we expect something different from them, then we resist, then we react, then we will create conflict. So these are two short stories to complement the idea. And to create this power of togetherness, we need to accommodate all souls, different cultures, different opinions, different ways of doing, different ways of understanding Brahmin life. So there are so many things, no? And just have a big heart and accept everyone. So let's do an exercise of personal reflection again, so that you can observe if in your life there is some resistance to some souls, or there is no acceptance to some souls. And let's try now, with the help of Baba, change a little bit that. So, again, you can go inside yourself, bring your attention inside, and connect with your spiritual power, the power of your self-respect. And be aware of your greatness. And connect with the title that you have chosen before, or the title you want to experience now. I am a great soul. I am a master almighty authority. I am a benevolent soul. I am a powerful or pure soul. Whatever you prefer. But stabilize yourself in this thought. Keep this thought into your mind and bring it into your heart. Accept that you are this great soul. You are Baba's child. And feel it now. And feel the energy of the soul in the middle of your forehead shining and vibrating, this powerful energy. You are this powerful soul. And from this position, visualize your life. And visualize as a detached observer the relationships that you have in the spiritual family. And also in your Lokic family, if you are living still with them. So observe your relationships as a detached observer. Just go through them and observe your feelings, what is happening. Maybe with some you experience acceptance and harmony. But maybe some souls, or some soul, that you can feel that there is something different. Some resistance, some frustration, maybe some irritation or complainings. Check yourself in an honest way. Sometimes it's very subtle, but try to be honest with yourself and check and revise your relationships and observe as a detached observer. And if you have found some resistance in some souls, try to understand what is behind that. Maybe expectations. Maybe you expect them to be different. Maybe assumptions. You think that they have to be doing something that they are not doing. Maybe complaining, you don't like them. Be honest with yourself, because finally, honesty is very important to transform ourselves. And detect and discover this feeling. Is there, so accept it. And now, connect with Baba. And go up above. And feel and observe how Baba is seeing that soul. What is the vision of Baba about that soul? Baba is always having an elevated vision of every one of us. No matter what you are doing, how you are, how do you behave, he always keeps this elevated vision. So try to connect with the vision of Baba and see that soul. And now accept that soul as it is. And say to yourself, I don't need this soul to change for me to be happy, for me to be peaceful, for me to be content. I can be happy, peaceful, content, satisfied. And no need for that soul to change. I accept that soul as it is. I don't depend on that soul. Connect with your greatness, with your self-respect, with the vision that Baba has, and allow this soul to be free. Free that soul from you, from your mind, from your perception. And this is the way for you to be free also. And feel how you feel when you allow that soul to be as they are. No need to change. I don't expect anything from you. I don't need anything from you. I don't want anything from you. Just good wishes. The willingness that you become better, that you become free from suffering or from whatever you are passing through. Only good wishes. So now send these good wishes to this soul or those souls. And observe, how do you feel when you do this exercise? The first benefit is for yourself, because you become free from those ways, thoughts. So accept from your heart, as Baba does, accept from your heart. And now, take a moment to write in your notebook anything that has come to your mind about this experience, anything that you need to remember. Anything that you want to continue to practice, or anything that you have realized. Journaling is another way of churning. Journaling is also very therapeutic, helps us a lot of transforming our feelings. When we write, it's a way of expressing and creating a good relationship with myself, which is very important also. So take your time. Write something. Allow your hand to write something. Allow your heart to be expressed through your hand. Very good. And now last part, acceptance of the drama. So important and so interesting. And we know that now many things will happen. Suddenly, things that are uncomfortable, things that will go wrong. So many things are happening, and we know that will happen even more. But we can connect with ourselves and ask ourselves, I'm happy, content in my personal situation, because this is the drama also. My place where I live, the people where I have with, the city where I am, the job that I am doing. I accept my story because I am a soul, yes, great soul, perfect, spiritual soul, powerful soul, yes, but I'm inside a story. Everyone is inside his own story. And sometimes we don't like our story. So to accept drama is not only the general drama. Yes, we know, we have the knowledge, drama will, no, the world will change now, golden age is coming, okay. But your story, your small story, you accept your own drama? Or there is some resistance? Or there is something that you expect to be changed, to be different? Or the things that are happening around you? So this work is so important, to go deep inside and accept my story, because my story is my story. There is no other story. So I have to be friend of not only myself, but also of my story. And as I said before, acceptance is the willingness to do something different also. It's not only to accept and to give up. No. You accept your story, but if there is something that you think that you can do to improve or to change, you need to take decisions with determination and do something. But acceptance helps you to be peaceful. Acceptance brings peace in the situation. Okay, I accept. This is my job. This is my life. This is my relationships. This is my place where I live. Okay. Would be better to work in a different situation or different work because I want to do more service or whatever? Yes. Okay. Accept, but then focus your attention on do something different. And this is some story about myself. I start this spiritual life and I was working in a company, was working 8 hours, and it was outside Barcelona, so I had to go with my motorbike for more than half an hour, then go back in the evening, and I want to do service and do other things, no? But it was practically all the day. Then I talked to Daddy Jangi. And I say, Daddy, I want to work less and do more service, but I don't know how to manage with my job. And she said, okay, good idea. So you are working 5 days per week? Yes. Work 3 days. Om Shanti. And I say, oh, yes. How can I do this, no? So she gave me the thought, not the answer, no? But this thought was there. So I accept my situation. But at the same time, there was a thought, I have to find something different. And Daddy gave me the thought. So it took time, but this willingness to change is not acceptance and give up in resignation. No, okay, this is what it is, so I have to accept. No, acceptance, but with a willingness to change. And then slowly, slowly, it happened. And then, after a few years that this has happened, I said, I meet again Daddy Jankin and said, Daddy, now I work less, but I would like to work even less. So, and do more service. So he said, yes, good idea. So, work less and earn more money. Om Shanti. What? Earn more money and work less? How can I do this? So no answer, just the thought. But again, the thought was there. So he accepted this thought. It was not that I was resisting to this thought, thinking, this is not possible, this is just an idea, Daddy doesn't understand my situation, Daddy doesn't understand the world. No, accept this. If Daddy said this, it's possible. I like very much this thought, it's possible. I don't know how to do it, but it's possible. And I use this idea also with the people I work with. When something happened to them, I say, I don't know the answer or what you have to do or can you, but it's possible to do something different. So they have this possibility, no? Mind opens up. And then, yes, keeping this thought in my mind, after a few years, it happened also. I was working less, I was getting more money, I had more time for service. So sometimes to accept the thoughts of a powerful soul, in this case was Daddy Yankee, but that Baba is giving us every day, no, powerful thoughts, allows us to accept the drama as we are, where we are, but at the same time do something to change something and create a different story, because finally we can create our stories. And the last thing is to accept, and this is sometimes very difficult for some souls, to accept our past. Whatever has happened, Baba said, it's beneficial. In the past, in the present, and in the future. So really accept that everything has been a training. Everything has been for becoming more mature, more expert, also to help other people. And I remember translating a soul to Daddy Yankee, and this soul, yes, made a big mistake, and he was saying that, how can I find benefit in this? And Daddy said, you will see in the future how will be benefit even in this situation, because you will help other souls in similar situations, and you will have the experience. So finally, accepting drama is accepting everything that we have passed through as our story. But my thought, this is a personal thing, I always think that Baba is helping us, and doesn't matter what is happening in the middle, the important thing is that we have to continue and to reach the destination. And some they will reach quicker, some they will reach a little bit later, but if we continue, Baba will help us. And the main thing is to reach the destination and not to go out before the end, no? And sometimes I see Brahma Baba in 33 years, no? He became perfect, an angel. I'm more than 33 years Indian and still working on process, no? You say in English. But not feeling bad. This is my story. I have to accept that I'm not like Brahma Baba, but at the same time, my willingness to achieve this stage also. You see? Acceptance, but not passive, active acceptance, and the willingness to continue and accept. If I need 40 years, okay, I will need 40 years, whatever. But my wish is to reach there. And then I think Baba, it's my feeling, Baba will help us when we accept, but with this willingness to reach our destination, and he will help us to reach there. So accept the drama as it is, accept yourself, accept your story, but don't stop. As Daddy Yankee always was saying, don't stop. Continue to move forward. Continue to do something. Continue to be active. And then the external things. Well, the external things, we have the knowledge that many things will happen, and we have to prepare ourselves. And Baba's thoughts are very clear. Practice bodiless stage. He has said to us many times, this is the last exam. So for the external things, the things that are unacceptable for the most of the people, because we will see many things happening, and we cannot have a clear answer for why is happening this for people externally. But internally, we know that this will big transformation will bring a new world. But for that, and being stable in these situations, we need to practice this bodiless stage. So we need to accept internally that we are not this body, we are not this character, we are not the story, we are really a very great soul, incorporeal soul, and practice this detachment from the body, and then be ready for the moment that we will do like this, no? This is the last exam. We are here, and just we will be like this. As I don't know who said this, or maybe Baba, it will be just we will close our eyes, and we will open, and we will be in another place. I remember someone asked to Dadi Gulsar, how will be the end? And she said, we will close our eyes, we will open our eyes, and we will be in the golden age. Om Shanti, let's do traffic control. Before the last reflective exercise, just to reflect on another acceptance, a way of accepting is accept that at this point in our lives and at this point in the drama, my only companion is Baba. And this is also a deep acceptance. I don't need anyone else. My only companion is Baba. My only friend, real friend, that will accompany me and help me is Baba. And this is not just in the head, a mental thing. It has to be in our heart. Only Baba. My Baba. In my heart. And it's a deep acceptance. Because sometimes we disconnect and then we start to think that maybe another soul can be my companion or my friend or my help. And this is very important in this point in the drama. No, I have to accept my only companion is Baba. So Bill will do the last reflective exercise, and with this reflection, we will finish.
With a little bit of music, meditation music. Let's go within again for this last reflection. First of all, we can become aware of how do we feel, what are our feelings, our thoughts connected with all this topic, these reflections. Feel the soul in Baba's company right now, with Baba as my companion. With this benevolent vision of acceptance, I invite you to visualize as if you were looking from up above the timeline of your life. Even your life previous to this spiritual life, your full life in this body, in this physical body, visualize you are up above, watching, observing the timeline of your life, different events, your story. The moment you reached Baba and you took spiritual birth. And the different periods of your Brahmin life. Observe this timeline of your life with a benevolent vision of acceptance. The understanding that Baba gives us that everything in the drama is accurate and everything has been as it was meant to be. And all this timeline of your life has been leading you to this present moment. And now I invite you to ask yourself this question. If all my spiritual life, all this time, I've been with Baba, in this path of knowledge, if all this time has been a preparation for this present moment, everything has been, all those situations, so many situations, interactions, different scenes, different moments of learning, of transformation, of challenges, all these experiences have led me to this present moment. And if all of that has been a preparation for this moment, what What is the call of time for me, the soul, at this moment? All my spiritual life as a preparation for this moment. What is the call of time for me, the soul, right now? Allow yourself a few moments in silence to listen to yourself. See if there are different thoughts emerging, feelings. What is the call of time for me, the soul, right now? And keeping this experience, keeping whatever has emerged inside, we can slowly come back
. Just remember, understand, but then accept in your heart and have the willingness to really behave in this way and act to do something. Aum Shanti.
Aum Shanti. So thank you, brothers, for the beautiful workshop. It was very much connected with today's Murali. Baba said, faith brings transformation. And it was very lovely to explore that now. Thank you, Om Shanti.